Kish or something. I'm going to call it something.
Okay. Source of Kish.
No. We make Kish on wine, right? We drink the wine because you enjoy it, whatever, right? Simple level. You made a brocha and you bless that way. But that Rizal says there's a totally different dimension happening here, which we have no idea about. We should learn this again. He says, listen. Like I said before, we have two different aspects to every person. We have the masculine aspect and the feminine aspect. And again, this should not be confused with men and women. Men and women is a separate discussion. It depends who the man is, it depends who the woman is. That has to do more with the soul. A woman's body is naturally more bound to nature, just by the way it is. That's the way Hashem made things. So, therefore, her aspect is nature, but not because of her soul. Her soul could be an unbelievable soul. It could be she could do a lot more than any man. Two separate things. Sometimes, the Rebbe in the stories, we see this also. It's clear that to bring Mashiach, you're going to have an aspect of a woman dressed like a man. Meaning, she's going to have the ability to move her. Times of Mashiach, the movers, a lot of the movers are going to be women. It's clear from the Rebbe. It's very clear. There's a Bechina where a person, that's like some Sofer says, he said, what about this woman, what about that one? They're movers. That's supposed to be a male aspect. So, okay, yeah, she had a male soul. She was like, no problem. There's no any confusion by it. So there's such a Bechina where there's someone who can do, and you have another guy, the opposite. He's like, however he's dressed, he knows who he is, he knows where he is, and he has a hard time getting anything happening. And he's a different aspect. His body is less tied to nature, though, just by nature of what it is. So there's a feminine aspect and there's a masculine aspect. So spiritual terms, that means that the things that are I'm closer to nature with, my animal soul, that's called the feminine nature. Because again, the female body is more tied to nature. The masculine nature is the higher aspect, element. So there's two different machines. There's malchus and there's the higher levels. So he says, what you're doing, he said, we said the whole time already that the wine, what's the wine? The aspect of pnimim, the lochim pnimim, the basically the light, the inspiration, the, you want it to penetrate and really affect you. So you drink the wine. So you drink this incredible thing. So you drink this wine, you think it's the wine is serving nations, you want to affect them better and come close to Hashem, despite all the different things holding us back from the seven nations, pick it up, 70 aspects passed to the Torah instead of the seven nations. So you do that, you have the other seven nations. So you do that, you drink this wine, so it brings the light in. So that then it also penetrates into the female aspect. We spoke about the aspect of the female aspect. You keep you hold the wine by your chest. That's the aspect of the female. That female aspect is there again. It's through here, right? How are you handling your? How am I handling my emotional states? That's going to determine when I slip into the Nishama Bahamas, my lower state. How do I handle it? That's the question. How do I struggle? Where am I breathing? How am I breathing? Am I breathing okay? Am I? I'm gone. Where am I? You know, we spoke yesterday. You're searching for Hashem, but you have to be able to do that. You just like blow up. Can't do anything. You gotta relax. Like the Gemara says, you put all of Gehenna on, all sorts of Gehenna on yourself now in this world for no reason. Like it's not. You're not being punished. You have something you're here with. Maybe it's your choice. If you want, blow up. And you're doing it to yourself. I'm doing it to myself.
When you get angry, you're in the aspect of Gehenna.
Yeah, kind of like Hamas. Welcome. Look, here are the gates of hell. Welcome. Except they can't do anything, and we can do it to ourselves. Nobody else can do it to us.
So, like, it's a free ticket to Hotel California?
Something like that. Yeah, I guess you could say that, if that's the way you like to put it. Except, like, hopefully we're going to leave, right? Hopefully we're going to leave. We don't want to stay, right? We want to go and really go and cut ourselves off from this and just change it for the better. That's what we're trying to do. And that's our goal and our purpose. So that's the aspect. Of drinking the wine brings the Ord Pnimi into the goof of the Zerantin, and then it goes through the chest to the mouth as well. It's like unbelievable, right? You think that the avodah is kiddush. The avodah is not only kiddush, the avodah is also drinking the wine of kiddush. It's a big part of this avodah. Like bring all this beautiful wine you picked up in a wondrous way. By night we said it's peh, kind of a lukim, the coast is a lukim, and it's because peh, changing the way we speak, changing what we do with our mouth, right? What I take in, that's how I eat, and also speech. It's a big thing of kiddush by day. And here I am, have my opportunity, by night, I'm sorry, I have my opportunity to bring it in. So you have to bring it in. He says, you drink the wine. It's not enough to say Kiddush and just leave it. You have to bring it in.
I'm kind of, I hate to say this, brain dead right now. So, I have like a real basic question. Like, you're talking about the origins of Kiddush, but like, where did Kiddush come from? Is it in the Torah?
Kiddush came from, some people say it's from the Torah. In other words, there's a machlokus whether mentioning Shabbos by night and then Havdalah is Torah obligation or rabbinic obligation? That's the question. Rambam says it's Torah obligation. Some want to learn in that Rambam that if you're able, you have to have wine also. Like the sage will bring you down something that was already healed from Moshe, but that's a little hard to support. That's hard to support the mitzvah. Bottom line, most likely, according to almost all authorities, the wine is rabbinic. Nevertheless, when I want to mention the day, I want to bring it in and do what I need to do with that day. You know, Shabbos, the Rav Nosson says,
where did it come from? Kiddush. We have Kiddush. Where did it come from? Is there some great rabbi on top of a mountain?
I'll tell you. It says the rabbis did. But like, based on the Rambam, the mentioning Shabbos is the Torah obligation. But that's not really it. With Bez Hashem, the more we learn of these, again, we'll find out that even rabbinic things, and even customs that came much later, there's a very deep source for them. It's not just out of the blue. That's why in the Gemara, for example, it says Rav Ashi came, he came to the town. So, okay, it's time to say Kiddush. Kiddush by day. So I said, okay, Rabbi, we're giving you the honor to say Kiddush Rabba, the great Kiddush. He's like, what in the world? He didn't say anything. Like, what is Kiddush? He's the redactor of the Talmud. He's the biggest sage of his generation. But he does not know what Kiddush Rabba is. Now, if he acts inappropriately, then, you know, embarrassing that everybody knows what Kiddush Rabba is. So he sort of made a break for his girlfriend and said, look, he's just this old guy eating. So, okay, it must be, that's it. And this pull of Kiddush Rabba, like most authorities say, means, as it were, like you're talking about somebody who's blind, you say he's got a lot of light, stuck in a hole. He can't see anything. It's opposite to hole. The tiny Kiddush they call the great Kiddush. But the Reed makes it, we'll see. The Reed does incredible things with that. We see the Gemara also, there's something, what is it to do? Like, who cares? You know, Kiddush Rabba is Kiddush Rabba. It's not, you don't see it, what do you do with that, and how do you do it? Fine, Kiddush Rabba. We're trying to, you know, if nothing says, the Rebbe says, he says the Beis Hamikdash is the light of the Tzaddik. The light of the Tzaddik, that's the Beis Hamikdash. So that's again, like we spoke about it already, you have a light, you want to have a healing light, not a destructive fire. Not the light of the Tzaddik. He said, so that light is accessible on Shabbos. So it comes out from there that the fixing this day, like these days, these hard days of 3 weeks, is through Shabbos. Shabbos does it. Keeping Shabbos properly does it, especially Kiddush. Kiddush brings in the Shabbos, the light of the Shabbos, that's what Kiddush is. So that's what Sohail Cohen, for example, says. He says, the example, he brings a beautiful example. He says, you know, we say Shema Yisrael in Musaf. How did that start? We say the Haftorah. How did that start? He said, well, there was some king, he said, you know what? Don't say Shema Yisrael. No one claiming one is that's.
Well, they had spies from the king.
Yeah, exactly.
And the spies would leave after the majority of the service.
Well,
was
leave.
Okay, they did their job, and we wanted to go
and
drink.
They gave him a little kiddush or something. They said, here, why don't you take it down? It's over. And then Muslim, they did Shema Yisrael. It was ready to fill the time. Shema, it was early enough. And they got their Shema in publicly, everyone together, dafka to proclaim the Shema, not like the king. They made sure to do what the guard probably, or the bride, and their son.
That's why you say Shema early. So you can say it at home.
Yeah, we say Shema early. It's definitely we say Shema early. We have a time where we have to say Shema. That's a total obligation. We say Shema early is right? When you lie down and when you get up. So you have to say it early, it's true. So they made Musaf early enough to say Shema together, presumably. So then they'll say to clear Shema the opposite of what the tyrant decreed. Haftarah also. He said, what's this totally these weirdo laws? So why don't we, how about the prophets? There's a lot of nice ethics there. They're just saying, be a nice guy, be good. It's not so much halachas you understand. He said, okay, you can do a little of the prophets. And they made it have something to do with the parasha, just to remind them to do something similar to the Torah. Now, I mean, that's it. The decree is over, I don't know how long ago, like 1800 years ago, like whatever it is, longer, like whatever it is. It's been a while. And here we are in this mind, but on a simple level, it's like, maybe we'll there'll be a decree in the next 800 years or further, where someone say, you can't say Shema in Mitzvah. You can't say Shema, and we'll have it in Mitzvah, and we can use it to say Haftorah. So maybe it'll be a decree, and you'll have to have Haftorah. So Tzadik takes this simple halacha and turns it on its head, completely turns it. He said, you don't understand. Hashem wanted Shema in Musaf. He made the office decree, the kind of decree, no Shema, and he gave them the idea of putting Shema in Musaf. Hashem wanted her Torah, so he made no Torah in the whole thing, so that there should be a Torah. He said, if we don't continue saying this, there's going to be another decree, because this is the way it has to be. It's the opposite of what you think. You think it means to ensure that you're protected. No, to keep it now, so we don't have another decree to push it back then. To figure it out.
And there were terrible decrees, such as the canonists in Russia.
No, there were definitely terrible decrees, but the thing here is, he says, the decree served a particular purpose. This had to change its field. The reason what he does with the Shema there, and what he does with the HaTorah, the rest of the HaTorah is a sense of renewal, it came from the prophets, Ruach HaKodesh, it's incredible things. You need that HaTorah, you can't miss the HaTorah. When you learn about the Shema in the Musaf, that's the high point of your Shema Esrei, of your the whole davening, that's the high point of Musaf, that's it, Shema Yisrael, you're in the highest place. In Musaf Sfar, we say then, Achrit Kareishis, the lowest level, the highest level, all the Kedem Hashem, is beautiful, and we just say, wow, but this is like a later, like, where is this from? A decree, some two kings, something. So no, that's not where it's from. Karpas, this is incredible thing about Karpas. It was a much later decree. Later, not there. When is it from? Where is it from? What was it? What was it for? It was for something very, very important, though. It doesn't. It's not only a Torah commandment. That's it. It's not true at all. We have the kind of the Rabbans. They have a very deep source. It's not from that place. That's why it's so not worth it to tamper, usually. Although we can't always tell. The greatest people can tell. We need to have someone really holding to say, you can tamper with this. Yeah, you can do this. If not, it doesn't work so well, usually.
What's been tampered with?
People try to tamper with all sorts of things. They try to tamper.
I mean, I'm not talking about the other, quote, streams of the deformed or whatever. I'm
no,
talking about
people who need better. They want better things. Or the people that want. Today, feminism is being a lot misused by people to play around with things that maybe it's not so smart to do. And needs to talk to someone who's really holy, who will give his approval. You know, so there are some things. Let's say learning Gemara. A girl just says, "I want to learn."
Okay, my wife has a question about that because she got my daughter got her schedule from Lindenbaum, the Drushah, 4 hours of Gemara. My wife is having an absolute cow.
Why?
Because she doesn't want her to learn to argue, because she knows people that had the traditional, quote, Gemara education, all they do is argue. It drives her nuts.
Listen, where you're from and where you decided to orient yourself, maybe without even knowing, the seminars learned Gemara, because they rely on the, they had, that's what I was just trying to say. There was a great authority, the Rosh Hashanah, right? He said, it's permitted. Now, from our perspective, in other words, that wasn't how I was trained. That wasn't how I was taught. But to invalidate that is not really true. It would be false for me. It would be ungenuine. It's ungenuous for me to say, well, he didn't know what he was talking about. I mean, he was a very great person. He had the right to make a decision like that. And that's a big, big, big responsibility. Yeah. Just change this around. Now, before then, even Bishako, girls learn Torah, whatever the little bit they needed, at home. That's all it was. They saw it wasn't working. And many great authorities, from this time, the Iranians, certain great men said, no, they'll learn these things to be shakal, they need to be shakal.
So what do I tell my wife?
How old is your daughter?
18.
No, so what are you going to do? Tell her, what does she want to do? That's going to, listen.
No, she's accepted that we're going to Lindenbaum. And it's like, I tell her, okay, she'll probably learn the stories, which are wonderful.
I don't know what she learned. She might learn just it's not clear. If she learns in an academic manner, she won't really be learning it per se anyway. I don't know how to argue. She's learning about it more or less in
right.
Some things.
Yeah,
so
not to worry.
It's not that also. No, the story is just the way you learn is not as intense or passionate necessarily. But like whatever. So what do you tell her? I would say let's try to remember how it was when we were 18. And you know what? If the folks had told us what to do, it wouldn't have worked out so well. Maybe. We didn't want to do exactly what they said. Baruch Hashem, she's on a good path. She wants to learn. She wants to grow. The lot 18-year-olds would say, I don't want to do a seminary. I just want to do who knows what.
Yeah.
The beach.
Huh?
The beach.
Whatever. Yeah. I don't want to. You can pay my bills and leave me alone. Like, there's lots of people like that today, especially lots of people like that. So the very, it gets complicated. You know, what do you do here? That's a lot. So Baruch Hashem, she wants to grow. She thinks it's going to grow. Maybe it will. But you're relying on great authority to say that's a good idea for the Gemara. Others, you know, there are a lot of people, there are a lot of women who learn Gemara and felt like, it's not right for me, it's not helping me grow. But other people say not like that. How are we to say how she's experiencing it? I can't tell you how she's experiencing it, I have no idea. Maybe a prophet can tell you, but I don't know a prophet. So I don't know how she's experiencing it. There are many people who they said, I went to, no, I wasn't growing at all. It was just, like you said, making more angry. That's how she felt this time. Okay, I hear that. So then she stopped.
She's good at learning. She doesn't like to argue. She's more of a leader.
Okay. Maybe it'll help her. They think it'll help her. Perhaps it will. I don't know.
Everyone says she needs to be a medical clown.
A what?
Medical clown.
Well, sounds like you need to learn how to fake an argument for that. So there we go. What can I tell you? I don't know. Like I said, a teenager, you have to be very careful. You have to be very careful not to sour them, not to spoil them. It's easy to talk about. It's hard to do because every kid is different.
She wants to go to seminary.
Okay.
Then she wants to go to... she wrote Blooming.
What?
Yeah,
she wrote Blooming.
Okay.
And first she wanted to go through an orphanage, work in an orphanage, and then
she want to go to the seminary?
Yeah.
She knows what the curriculum is?
Yep. Then she was sure, a little shocked at the curriculum, but...
Yep, sounds like it. Sounds like it's not, like I said, when we were 18, it wasn't so easy to see. Maybe it's different, but when someone's 18, it's usually not the time to tell them a positive step is a bad idea, do it this way, do it that way, do it the other way. They're going to think, you know, you're being officious and meddling, or you shouldn't.
Well, when I was 18, we had NAM.
Uh-huh. Doesn't sound like fun.
And so what is the origin of Kiddush? Kiddush? Like, who made it?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Is it like recorded somewhere in the history book? So-and-so made the first Kiddush?
No, I don't believe so.
What about what century did Kiddush become part of?
It's for sure discussed in the Gemara. It's from before the stage of the Gemara. On the mission, so. But I don't know
so
what exact when. But presumably it's Anshin HaSagdola. Like the Brachas, various Brachas and things.
So 300? 200?
Another time Mordechai. Mordechai Esther. Around there.
That was used as a sanctification of God's name.
Yeah, just like Anshin Esther, also from there.
Who said that? If we're going to use wine as a sanctification of God's name, and we're going to create some prayers.
It goes back before the first temple, before Mishkan, because they used wine. And
libation,
in the Mishkan.
That's true. But to say Kiddush and need to eat, you need to make Kiddush, that came, except for the opinion of the Prima Gaudium in one place, that came about later, rabbinic. Earlier rabbinic, like Shmonesra, who said Shmonesra? That's an explicit Kiddush. The Rambam seems to say that more or less everything came then, that about time. That's when they rejected it. It was earlier, somewhat earlier, but not. Shmona Esrei was early, like Brachas and things. Shmona Esrei was the earlier. So they stopped saying, I've got to give a menorah, so they had it before the Christmas of Mikdash. I'm not really sure exactly when.
So
I don't know if we know, I'm not sure.
First temple? First temple?
It came before the first temple because it says that Daniel was it? One of the top saying I've got lucky by Nora. And then he said, no, you're saved because look at the greatness of Hashem, you said the shepherds, you see it's early 70 sheep and one shepherd taking care of his sheep. 70 wolves, one shepherd taking care of his sheep. That's the whole opposite. So that's the parallel, that's the greatness of Hashem. Not only we don't see it, we do see it, just it's a little bit hidden, like today, like it's on the moon. We think it's a circus. So millions of rockets can get